Englandy. This is the moment the crowd have waited for. Just look at him go.
Congratulations, Catherine, on your wonderful performance in winning the gold medal in the 400 metre event of the Commonwealth Games.
Ian Thorpe really going for it. 3:40.17. This is absolutely amazing.
Tracy Wickham, a great world record here in Edmonton, and there it is, a world record.
The Diamonds Commonwealth drought has broken.
The hockey revolution has a golden uprising.
Adam Ayres, congratulations, and a games record. Adam Ayres has got a hat-trick of gold medals at the Commonwealth Games.
This is something to savour, something to remember for the rest of your life.
Get set, Australia. Welcome to Gold Coast Gold. Here's your host, Dave Colbert.
Happy New Year and welcome to Gold Coast Gold. I'm David Colbert. On this edition, we catch up with potential beach volleyball team member Maria Faye Attaccio Del Sola, who together with Taliqua Cansey has been on fire at the end of 2017. But before we speak with Maria Faye, and as we count down with just 12, yep, that's just 12 Fridays to go to the Gold Coast Games, let's take a look at the headlines from another big week in Commonwealth Games news.
Where is it you want to go? Where is it you want to go?
Ballarat Shannon Melseed scored an upset to win the Australian Road Cycling Championships in her hometown of Ballarat on the weekend, and with it a spot in the Australian cycling team for the Gold Coast Games. Melseed chased down the solo breakaway of pre-race favourite and defending champion Katrin Garfoot in the finishing straight before triumphing over Lauren Kitchen and Grace Brown in the sprint to the line. Melseed, the 2016 Oceania Road Race and 2017 National Road Series winner, will now wait for selectors to determine her teammates for the Gold Coast Road Race. In the men's event, three-time track world champion and Glasgow Commonwealth Games team pursuit gold medalist Alex Edmondson upstaged his high-profile road rivals to take the gold medal. Edmondson survived a desperate chase to the line to cross just 1 second ahead of Jay McCarthy, with good friend and Adelaide training partner Chris Harper in third place. In other events, Glasgow gold medalist Katrin Garfoot and silver medalist Rowan Dennis won the time trials, and Caleb Ewan and Rebecca Wysak won the criteriums on the streets of Ballarat. Meanwhile, the Australian team for the 2018 UCI Track World Championships in Apeldoorn, the Netherlands, in February has been announced. In line with the Cycling Australia High Performance Strategy, the Commonwealth Games has been set as the benchmark event of the year rather than the Track Worlds, and this is reflected in the smaller-than-usual team for the event, with just four riders going to the Netherlands. The team will feature Glasgow gold medalist Steph Morton and Matthew Glatzer, along with eight-time world champion and three-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist Cameron Meyer, who will defend his points race title while also partnering Callum Scottson in the Madison. The national championships kick off at the Anna Mears Velodrome in early February to determine the Commonwealth Games track cycling team. In swimming, with the Commonwealth Games selection trials just over a month away, a strong lineup of swimmers will head to the Victorian Championships. Young gun sprinter Jack Cartwright will face off against Rio Olympic gold medalist Kyle Chalmers in the sprints. 2016 Olympic silver medalist in the 200-metre butterfly, Maddie Groves, is expected to make a fully-fledged return to racing after her return to competition after missing a ban for missing doping tests. Emma McKeon, Brittany Elmsley and Emily Seabom are also expected to compete. And training partners Mac Horton and Rio Olympic 1500-metre champion Gregorio Pelterini of Italy will battle in the men's 400 and 1500-metre freestyle races as well. In netball, former Australian captain Laura Geitz joined the Diamonds squad in Canberra as a training partner with the 14-member squad series team that travels to England next week. It will be Geitz's first time in the Diamonds environment since the squad camp in May 2016 after taking a break for maternity leave for the birth of her child Barney in February 2017. The camp will play a key part in selection of the Commonwealth Games team. In triathlon, final places on this year's Gold Coast Commonwealth Games para-triathlon team will be on the line at the Australian Wheelchair Athletes in Sunday's Para-Triathlon Continental Championships in St Kilda. It's their final chance to impress selectors inside the selection criteria dates, which finish on January 31. The Continental Championships will be run as part of Race 3 of the six-race Victorian Triathlon Series. Australia has already got two automatic nominations with five-time ITU World Champion Bill Chaffee and reigning ITU World Champion Emily Tapp, earning no spots on the Gold Coast last year. In athletics, Commonwealth Games Australia has announced that a team of 111 will represent Australia in athletics at the Gold Coast Games. A new quota system has been introduced to cap numbers at the Games, and the initial athletics quota was in the 70s, meaning up to 40 qualified athletes would miss out on a spot at the Games. In a huge win for the team, the quota will be made up of 88 able-bodied and 23 para-athletes, an increase of 13 from the team for Glasgow, where 98 were selected. Commonwealth Games Australia CEO Craig Phillips said the CGA was extremely pleased that the CGF had come to this decision and it will allow a larger and stronger Australian team. Many of those athletes are in Perth this weekend for the first event of the Australian summer. And the athletics track at Carrara has been unveiled to celebrate 3 months to go to the Games with the decathlete Cedric Dubler and dual world champion and defending Commonwealth Games champion Sally Pearson giving the venue the thumbs up. The home to the track and field events at the Commonwealth Games has undergone an incredible transformation from an AFL ground to an IAAF certified athletics track over the past few months. Pearson said to be able to drive 10 minutes down the road to be at the Commonwealth Games stadium is something surreal. Both Dubler and Pearson can confirm their selection on the Australian athletics team for the Games at next month's Australian Athletics Championships and nomination trials at Carrara. The competition will provide a valuable dress rehearsal for everyone in the lead-up to the Commonwealth Games. And the Queen's Baton has been busy since its arrival in Australia on Christmas Eve. Trips to the MCG, the Hopman Cup in Perth, the Sydney Harbour Bridge with Ian Thorpe and the Gold Coast beaches with jockey Hugh Bowman ahead of the Magic Millions have been ticked off, and now the Baton is off to Uluru. The Queen's Baton will kick off its journey around Australia in the relay in Canberra on the 25th of January. And finally, Birmingham has been named as the host for the 2022 Commonwealth Games. The decision comes after Durban in South Africa withdrew from hosting the Games, and so after the Gold Coast, we're off to Birmingham. And that's this week's Commonwealth Games news.
Great to be joined by Maria Fel Atacha Del Sola, who I will say Del Sola, but I can't pronounce it properly. Maria Fel, welcome to Gold Coast Gold. You've been on fire in the end of 2017. Your form's been unbelievable.
Look, T and I teamed up in October and then went on to play Asian Tour. So we had three events and went in with, you know, no expectations. We connected really well from the start. So we knew we could, you know, podium, but it was really exciting to have come away with three goals.
Not only three goals, but I don't think you lost a set, did you? You were just unstoppable.
Yeah, we didn't. We went 32 sets, win to zero loss. It was pretty surreal, actually. We just went on court and just played. You know, we could, like I say, our trust and believe in each other and the team was really strong. And I think that was a real big asset to our success.
You were sort of just thrown in together, though, for that tournament. And now, all of a sudden, with only just one spot at the Commonwealth Games, you're the ones. Not yet selected, but yeah. You know, it's going to be tough to get you out of those positions. Is that a surprise at how quickly that's come about?
You mean the select?
Well, just how rapidly that combination has grown and your results, and now all of a sudden you're, you know, as a duo, as a pair, in the box seat for the Commonwealth Games spot.
Maybe a little bit, but like I said, as soon as we started training together, we found that our connection was really natural. You know, we both trusted in ourselves and in each other, so that made it really easy. There's no really too much stresses and so much pressure. Instead, we just play and we play our game and we play our style. And I think also that's... It made really fun, and I think having so much fun on court, it just made winning so much easier.
Now, let's go back a step, because you were born in Peru, and I've butchered the pronunciation of your surname, so how should we pronounce it?
My last name's Artacho del Solar.
Del Solar.
Rrr.
Okay.
A little rrr at
I'm normally the end. Pretty good with pronunciations, I have to say, but that one gets me. take us through the move to Australia. When did you come to live in Australia?
So I moved to Sydney when I was 11 with my mum. I finished high school in Sydney and then moved to Adelaide to train full-time with the national program. I've been in Adelaide for just over 5 years now, training full-time. And it was definitely not easy at first. A lot of challenges, and I moved on my own, just like many athletes do, to pursue their dreams. Absolutely been loving the journey, loving all the highs and lows that come with it. And I can't wait for, you know, obviously my goal is to win a medal at the Olympics. So I'm definitely going to keep working hard and to like get my goal.
And what about the transferring from Peru to Australia as an 11-year-old? Like, that is, you talk about the move from Sydney to Adelaide. That's, you think that was hard. To come from another country as an 11-year-old to Australia must have been really hard.
Yeah, well, funny enough, it wasn't, for some reason, as an 11-year-old, or even when I was younger, I just wanted to leave, and I wanted to, go somewhere and, maybe experience something else. But I was very excited when I arrived in Australia with zero English. So that was a challenge in itself, but I think sport helped me a lot to meet people and learn their language. I adapted very, very easy and very well. So it wasn't that challenging, to be honest. So I actually would say that the move to Adelaide was more challenging.
Wow. What sports were you playing volleyball at all?
In Peru I started playing volleyball when I was six.
Because indoor?
Yes, or, yeah. Indoor. Because my sister played for the national team. So I kind of, following my older sister's steps. So I've always played indoor volleyball, but I've also always played all sports. So I love sports. I've always have. But when I came to Australia, I did a few sports in primary. I came in year six, so I did a few sports in primary school and then kept playing indoor throughout my high school. And then when I was 16, I stopped playing indoor to just focus on beach volleyball.
And your rise through the Australian ranks has been pretty swift. You went to Rio Olympics and had the thrill of competing there. What was that experience like for you?
It was unbelievable, definitely. It was such an honour to, be at Rio representing Australia, definitely. And just being surrounded by all these amazing athletes. It was pretty incredible and definitely an experience I will never forget. Made me very motivated to come home and work really, really hard and to be an Olympic medalist, which I think it's an athlete's, it's what we do for, yeah.
How far, the step's not very far now when you're winning World Tour events to the Olympic podium. The combination with you and Taliqua, Is that something that now is going to continue on, or you're not that far advanced yet? It's so new that you, is she going to be your partner now for the next, 2 years, 3 years through to Tokyo?
I hope so. I mean, we've obviously had a good start to our combination, and we live a lot in the present. We focus on what's to come in the next few months, and obviously we're both very keen on Tokyo, and we're both very on the same page. We like winning, but we're very competitive, and we have high standards and high expectations for ourselves. So, it would be amazing for both of us to continue our journey and share it, hopefully, to a medal in Tokyo.
What makes a good combination? There's only two of you, so you can tend to be a bit like a husband and wife when you have a partnership like that. You can get, you have your ups and downs, angry and sad and, in love with each other and hating each other and all of those things in 5 minutes. Is that how it works?
Yeah, look, it actually, it is kind of like a relationship. You live in each other's pocket, you train together, you travel together, you room together, you play together. So we do have a very good relationship on and off the court, and it's very fun. We actually haven't had any big fights or arguments.
None. That's good.
It's been very easy. We both just go on court, and because we're both on the same page and, we're very clear on what we want and where we want to head to, I think it just makes the job a lot easier.
And Commonwealth Games, first time beach volleyball's been in the Commonwealth Games, and for a little while it didn't actually look like it was going to be in the Commonwealth Games, which is nuts on the Gold Coast.
I know.
And then it was, at Coolangatta, and it's going to be sensational.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be so exciting to have beach volleyball a part of the Commonwealth game. And in Australia, in the Gold Coast, I think it's a great start for the sport. And, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to hopefully to be there playing.
Do you ever watch, have you ever watched the Bondi Olympic gold medal beach volleyball match with Kerry and Natalie?
Yeah, I did watch it. Obviously, I was back in Peru, so I had no idea about Australia or Olympics or anything. It's never come to South America then. Obviously, Rio was the first Olympics in South America. But yeah, I have watched it, and it just gives you goosebumps, you know. It makes you want to be in that situation, and yeah, definitely, it's awesome to watch.
We're at the tennis today, and you're a Priceline ambassador, and they're at Kooyong, which is a fantastic club, and a lot of similarities, I'd imagine, between tennis and beach volleyball.
Yeah.
And from the player's perspective, do you find that? Do you watch them, and when you're watching them, are you watching them as an athlete thinking, you know, if you were in their shoes, or do you just enjoy it for what it is?
No, for sure. I mean, tennis, I absolutely love tennis. It's my second favourite sport. I think if I wasn't a beach volleyball player, I would definitely be a tennis player. Yeah, it's actually similar actions, very similar movements. But I think, yeah, all athletes are kind of, you know, the same in a way. You know, we all are very similar. It doesn't really matter what sports you come from. Same beliefs and values and all that. But yeah, it's so good to be here. It's an awesome day. And I had a heat this morning, and it was really fun here. Yeah.
With Pat Cash, the Australian tennis legend. He was the king of Kooyong, they call him, winner of Davis Cup, and won this tournament here before it went to the Australian Open and all of that. He's a legend. Do you know, how much did you know about the Commonwealth Games? When you, obviously, having been here for since you're 11 now, you've seen quite a few editions of it. But is it, you know about the Olympics, you know, wherever you are in the world, but Commonwealth Games is a bit different.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's obviously because it's not worldwide in that sense as Olympic is. Some people don't know much about it, but I think it's kind of like a mini Olympics in a way, you know. So yeah, I think it's just as important, and it would be awesome, you know, to have that under your belt, I think.
Where does your opposition come from? Keeping in mind you're not there yet. Whenever I talk to these athletes,
Maria
Faye, I'm always, you know, you're hoping that you're going to get there. You've got some idea, but you're not in the team yet. But you're hoping to be there. But should you get there, who's the opposition?
There's New Zealand, Canada.
Strong pairs? Or are they?
Yeah. Canada was strong. You know, there's Vanuatu, there's England, Scotland.
And do you meet them much on the world tour?
Or is it mainly the Americans and South
Americans who you're up against on that world tour?
Yeah, well, beach volleyball was pretty worldwide, so you see a lot of countries like, you know, even South Africa and Norway, you know, they have strong teams, so yeah.
And what's the plan between now and, so it's, we've just gone through the new year, and were you able to celebrate a bit of a break, or did you just work non-stop throughout the...
We did have a little bit of a break. I think it is important to just, you know, mentally and emotionally especially, relax, and so you can come back fresh and go hard again. Went to Sydney and spent Christmas with my family, and went to Melbourne as well, and then just spent the last week of our break in Adelaide just chilling out, not doing anything wild.
And are there competitions coming up, or is there a final?
I've actually got SA Open this weekend, which is actually part of the Commonwealth selection process, and then WA Open in late February, and then there's Shepparton, which is a world tour event, and then the world tour kicks off internationally, and obviously Commonwealth in April, hopefully, and then continue all around the world.
And when is that finalized?
I think we should find out around 20th of February, so just after the third national tour event, which
And the first one was in Manly, so you won the first one. And so do you still feel like you're not there yet? I'm not in the team yet. We've got to keep pushing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think until I hear those words from the coaches and see it written down officially, you are in the team. I think there's always still a little bit of, you know, nerves and, got to keep pushing and making sure I put myself in the best spot to get selected.
And what do you like to do when you're not on the court?
Just doing nothing, actually. I love relaxing and doing nothing. Just because.
Are you good at it?
Doing nothing, I'm very good at it.
Some athletes aren't very good at doing nothing. Yeah. They like to fidget around, and they're always on their phone or their social media.
Well, in a way, for me, that's doing nothing.
Okay.
Just having no schedule, no routines, nowhere to be at a certain time, for me, that's the best. Because, you know, obviously we have so many routines and a hectic schedule throughout the week. I think just doing that whatever you want, whenever you want. It's the most relaxing thing. And I mean, I do enjoy playing any sports. You know, if you say, oh, let's go for a kick in the oval, like, I'm more than happy to do it. Or
of AFL or soccer?
Well, my boyfriend plays rugby. Kick. So
you're going to play rugby?
Yeah.
So he says, can we go and have a kick?
The footy.
Right.
Or pass the footy. He calls it footy because, you know, rugby is footy for them, but AFL is
That's not kicking it, though.
Yeah, you kick it. Pass kick.
Do you watch the AFL women's football? Do you think?
I did. Yeah, I went to a few games last year when it was the first season. So yeah, I have. I mean, I love all sports and I love watching all sports. So I get around anything and everything.
One of the best things about being a beach volleyball has to be the travel. Yeah. By the tennis players, they follow the sun.
Yeah.
We just spoke to Eugenie Bouchard. It's going to be -17 in Montreal this weekend. So she's happy to be here, not there, over there. Where's your favourite place?
To be honest, Australia. We do travel all around the world and meet amazing people, and the countries we do travel to are beautiful and it's got great places, but nothing like Australia, to be honest. I think it's just, we're very lucky to.
And as a tourist, even?
I love Europe. I do love Europe. I love all the, you know, little hidden cafe and restaurants you got, and it goes alive at night, and I do love the sun, so any island type of countries I do love. I want to go to Maldives so bad.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
Let's just finally, we'll talk about the Gold Coast again, and the courts will be on the beach at Coolangatta, which is amazing, but they've had to bring in different sand
because
the sand's
too fine.
Are you across this?
Too deep?
Yeah, what is that?
What is that?
I thought sand. You're talking to a former long jumper, so for me, there's always different sort of sand.
Yeah.
The sand in Italy used to tear my backside apart. Sand in the summer is fine, rough.
Yeah, well, we do. Everywhere we go, the sand's different, you know. But we've played in the Gold Coast many times.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, it is deep. You do sink, and it's hard.
Isn't that like playing on a grass tennis court? That it's always just there's different tennis courts.
Yeah, it would be, but, you know, we deal with whatever sand we get, but I don't know what was... I don't know what happened to it.
So do you get to... Does it take time to acclimatise to the court?
Yeah, so usually you want to arrive, you know, a few days prior to the event just to get used to the environment and the weather, and because it does affect... Because we are an outdoor sport, the weather condition affects the ball and the way we move, so...
It's not as though they have to truck in some sand for your backyard, though, in Adelaide, so that you can lie around in it and get used to it.
No, we'll just... It should only take a session to get used to it.
It's bizarre. So yeah. South Australian Open this weekend.
Yeah.
Then WA, then Shepparton, and then hopefully the games. So what are you working on this weekend? What's the first match back for a little while, I guess?
I'm actually not playing with Taliqua.
Okay.
I'm playing with another girl, Steph.
Is Taliqua playing?
No, she's not playing yet. I've never played with Steph, but I'm pretty used to playing with all different girls. I've played with so many girls in the last 10 months. So, it should be fun. I think just work on the things I need to work on and, again, hopefully give myself the best chance to get selected.
And when is Taliqua back in action?
Hopefully by WA Open.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you transport yourself forward, having been at an Olympics, so you know what that major thing's like, but home games now for Australia is a bit different to even competing in Olympics in a different country. Do you think about that much?
I love actually playing in Australia. I think just home court advantage, it's actually a thing. Playing in front of your family and friends and on home soil, it's a different feeling. It's so special. It's my favourite thing to play at home. The Olympic qualification tournament was in Australia, it was in Cairns, and I think qualifying to the Olympics in Australia was so special. And having your family there right next to you, sharing all those moments, it's amazing.
I was going off at Copacabana Beach. I was lucky enough to go there for a match, and you know what it's like there.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Can you imagine the crowd at Coolangatta?
Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be wild.
Hey, thanks for your time. I'm glad you get back inside and watch some tennis, which is what you're here for today. Best wishes, and hopefully we'll see you in action on the Gold Coast.
Yes, hopefully.
That's it for this edition of Gold Coast Gold. A reminder, you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an edition. You can join us at Commonwealth Games Australia on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram to keep up with all the news regarding the Australian team at the 2018 Gold Coast Commonwealth Games.
Until next week, thanks for your company on Gold Coast Gold.